At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 91 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am your host, Jim Biscardi, and as always, I am joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. Back
Hello.
For a week of fun and shenanigans.
Yes, mostly shenanigans. Very little
Love
fun.
The word. Great word usage.
What do you mean very little fun? Fun and shenanigans go hand in hand.
Listen, Christian. With the events of the last week, there will be very little fun on this podcast.
Wow.
You guys all know what I'm talking about. It's about to go down. Anyways, let's dive into the business of Pokemon, the serious, serious business that is the Pokemon
here.
Franchise.
If
all
you are
serious
new,
all the time.
If you are new to the show, welcome to your new favorite podcast and live stream. Because if you want to be a part of the show live, you can head on over to Twitch every Monday, twitch.tv/comicbook, noon Eastern. 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. across the great big pond of the Atlantic, and 11 o'clock in Central, which is where we are and why it matters to us. You can get involved in the chat. We already got some news that Christian didn't even put in his rundown from one of our viewers, whatever they want to be called. I don't know. Anyway, we talk about all things Pokemon, everything, all of the Pokemon stuff. Including something that we may or may not have discovered related to Thor: Love and Thunder this morning. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then really what happens is we go through a whole bunch of Pokemon stuff. Then at the very end, Christian gives us Pokemon Fact of the Week. And then we send everybody home to have a good week. You guys ready?
I suppose.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay. let's start with... Pokemon. Let's start with Pokemon Go news.
Okay.
Because I think that's a good, fair place to start. Did anyone get a shiny Sneasel yesterday?
You know, I went through about 2/3 of the special research and did not get a shiny Sneasel. And I just kind of gave up because I don't really care about Sneasel all that much. It's plain easy as that. It's like, it was cold. And wet and miserable. So
I was playing with my kid, and when she saw what shiny Sneasel looked like, we needed to have one. So so I got stuck playing around a little bit until we got one. Then unfortunately it did not take as long as I thought it was gonna take. But it took long enough.
I didn't even get the chance to try because as soon as I was done working. On the only thing I did yesterday was chop down literal trees in my backyard. So that's all I did. No Sneasel, but I do know how to chop down a tree now. So
there we go. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other news because it is February 1st. And so we do have the events for February that are all out.
Yes.
Christian, you want to run us through what those are going to be?
Well, obviously the big one is going to be the ticketed event, the Pokemon Go Tour Kanto, which takes place on February 20th. You do have to pay money to get that event, but it will give you an opportunity to catch shiny versions of all 151 original Pokemon. That includes a special research event or special research quest that culminates in catching shiny Mew, marking, I believe, the first time that Shiny Mew has been available in a Pokemon game outside of Japan. So that is a big deal. In terms of the other stuff, starting tomorrow, there is a new Pokemon Go Rocket Celebration event, which will feature new Shadow Pokemon And also the addition of shiny shadow Pokemon by defeating a Team Go Rocket leader. They are trying to hide a little bit of information about this event because it is the, because it's like more, you know, the Pokemon, the Team Rocket story, you know, have like more of a storyline in these. So they're trying to like build towards some sort of storyline there, but we'll find out more about that tomorrow. Also, we have our Lunar New Year event, which is next week's event. That is February 9th and runs through Valentine's Day. That will feature red Pokemon. Then after that, we have the Valentine's Day event, which will run from the 15th, from the 14th through the 18th. And that will come with a new Pokemon Go Battle League Love Cup, which...
So really, well, again, the naming is really weird here.
Yes. So I'm sure people can look forward to a VMAX climax there. Whoa. And also we have our Community Day, which takes place this weekend, Sunday, February 7th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time, and that features Roselia. So that's basically everything they announced. There's some more like minor stuff. There's some quality of life updates that are coming. The big thing is they're going to be doing legendary. You can finally mass transfer legendary mythical Pokemon, so you can get rid of those 76 Meltan that you've accumulated over, you know, the course of the last few years. Yeah. Which that is nice. Yeah. So that's the big event news.
It looks like there's a few raids coming our way. It looks like Raikou is going to be available
yesterday.
Yeah, in fitting news for what we're going to talk about later. Looks like Suicune is going to be available later this week, followed by Latios and Latias, and some of the Kanto legendary birds, and looks like including possibly Mewtwo as well. Some shiny opportunities include Snorlax, Ekans, Miltank, and Pikachu, it looks like. So February is not too shabby.
I mean, the Kanto shiny event is huge. Yeah, do we know how much that's going to cost? Have they said?
I think it was.
How much do I need to put aside? I want that. That's basically what I want to know.
Pokemon Go Tour cost. It is $12.
Okay. Mew is worth that to me. Shiny Mew is one of the like few shinies that I like. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know I don't really care for shinies, but I like the Mew shiny. So I will absolutely be putting aside time and money for that one. They're gonna make bank off that event. Oof.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But you know what, too? $12 is kind of the perfect price point. I think it would have been better at 10. But 12 does not feel like too much.
The
chat, if you're getting in on the Kanto event, let us know in the chat. We need to know who's going to go on the journey with us.
I only wish that the window for doing everything in the event is, you know, would be longer. I feel like $12 for a 12-hour event is a little bit too much, especially as not everyone can do them in not everyone can use them or do that time period. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. It is a Monday, so my words, they do not work as well as they should. That's the only thing I don't like about it. I feel like they should have like kept the window open a little bit longer, make it more like what they did for Pokemon Go Fest, make it a two-day event. But it is what it is. I'm doing it. I signed up day one, so because I am a sucker for shiny Mew.
Yeah, it's really the only thing I care about right there is that Mew, and everyone else will be able to have that Mew. But yeah, I agree. $12 is a solid entry point. I do think for a 12-hour event, $1 per hour for Pokemon Go is a little bit much. But as we've discussed multiple times in this podcast to date, Niantic, needs that sweet, sweet cash flow. They need more and more profit. It's not that they're struggling, obviously. They just want more. Which,
God forbid they don't hit that $2 billion mark like they did in 2020. Whew.
Yeah, they got to hit three this year. Lord.
All right. In other Pokemon Go news, someone hit level 50.
With an asterisk.
With an asterisk. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's been this is kind of a sad ending to what has been a cool story. So there was a group of streamers who have been basically racing to try to be the first to be level 50. And there was like a group of I don't know exactly how many of them, but a few of them hit level 48, and then there are some these. I don't know, level up quests. I don't know exactly what to call them. Take a lot of work. And so one of them was like something like give away like 600 gifts to friends or something like that. Yeah. And so a few of these players, they made it about a quarter of the way through on their first day and then discovered that their progress had all been reset. So, they complained, and rightfully so, to Niantic. Yep. And Niantic's response to that was, okay, you guys are all now level 49. So it took about a day or so after that to get to level 50. At least two players hit level 50 within like 30 minutes of each other, and like, good for them. Like, I'm not taking away their accomplishment. It's just a shame that they, they weren't trying to game the system. let's be clear here. This is, this is just a kind of disappointing into what would have been a cool story. My big question is that, Niantic, of course took action because, a lot of people were following the story. What happens when the average Joe gets to level 48 and sees their progress reset? Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think. But,
that's a lot of disenfranchisement right there.
Yeah, that's huge. Also, the fact that the quest, if that's like 600 gifts and you get, good Lord, that is so, I don't know if I've sent 600 gifts, period, in the game. I probably have, let's be real. But like, that is an insane amount. And if you, heaven forbid you get like three quarters of the way done or something resets, or if there's like a specific bug with that level, hopefully Niantic is taking this time to realize like maybe there's something wrong and they, put a fix through before it becomes an issue, should it be widespread. But man, that would be the worst surprise.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
Like, I would be so mad. Not
even a little bit, like a lot.
Yeah.
I'd have to the game down. level 50 people exist. They're in the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They made it. Good for them.
Well, now they can finally start to play Pokemon Go for real.
Oh, boy.
All right. Just do it for the enjoyment of playing the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on because Pokemon and McDonald's, like we suspected, and I think we knew,
like Christian Hoffer reported back in like August of last year.
Exactly. The Happy Meal promotion starts this week and
next week.
Next week is what I meant to say. And it's got cards. Many cards.
Twice as many cards as what has been done in the past.
So many cards.
So the nice thing about this is in past promotions of this vein, you get one Pokemon card per Happy Meal. This time you're getting four, and there's a set of 25, which is, it's basically the smaller version. I believe, I could be mistaken here, but I believe they are smaller versions of the same cards that are being given out, as part of those jumbo packs that we've talked about on a couple of past episodes. I could be mistaken there, because it was, the information still kind of murky here because it still hasn't officially been announced yet. But, This is going to come with some, you know, stickers, like a little card case, you know, a nice little promotion to kind of like gear us up into the 25th anniversary celebration. So, yeah, so they are.
I think it's actually, it's not. I was going to say it seems like it was the same amount of the promo cards that they were doing for when you bought something from the Pokemon shop. But that set, I believe, was only like, it was either nine or something. So a smaller one.
So, and that's not the only, you know, I totally forgot. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about this. These are not the only like promo cards that are coming out.
No, absolutely. Oh, these are.
So from the look of, hang on really quick, I'm taking a look at stuff. I'm seeing if I can like get a good picture.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, these are things. But you know, not only is McDonald's having a card giveaway, General Mills Cereal is also doing a giveaway with some cards as well.
Yeah. General Mills has done this before too. Like there have been a number of them. They've done it a number of times. The last one may have been for the 20th anniversary. Now that I'm thinking, it feels like it happened just yesterday, but it probably happened that long ago. But I do remember those. These promo cards are fun. It'll be interesting to see which ones, if any, have any kind of perceived rarity. Like if any of them are harder to get, or if it is just a catch all. Because, like I'm about to talk about, like, look, the Pokemon card craze still not slowing down. In fact, I just realized the other day that so if you buy one of the Pokemon from Build-A-Bear, they come with trading cards. And some of those early ones sell for kind of stupid amounts of money. And so like, and those are things that you would think, oh, they're promo cards. Who cares? But, you know, Pikachu, Eevee, some of the first ones out, you know, are you know, like $70 cards when it's, you know, it's not a crazy amount, but it's definitely way more than I think
for a most piece of paper cards are.
For a piece of cardboard. Exactly.
It is. That's a lot of money.
But it's so funny because Lunar Falcon in the chat pointed out over the weekend. See, okay, this is a funny story because I had seen that the Pokemon Center had just put out the Gen 3 Sitting Buddies, those like $10 kind of Beanie Baby kind of things. And I saw that the site went down.
Yes.
Now, I was like, wow, a lot of people really want their Gen 3 Sitting Buddies. And that was not the case. I also did not realize that they had put out Shining Fate pre-orders, and that's what took the site down.
Yeah, see, the modern Pokemon card thing. So, you know, just to give some perspective, you know, I went to my local game store over the weekend to pick up a couple of non-Pokemon things. But, you know, while I am there as a reward for my 5-year-old son to be on his best behavior, if he has had a good day when we go there, I pick up a couple of Pokemon card packs for him. The only Pokemon cards, like, you know, just normal booster packs that they had were Rebel Clash. No Vivid Voltage, just
Rebel Clash is trash, but that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was literally...
We'll talk for another day.
Like, you know, and even that, they only had like a dozen packs total. I mean, it's insane. Like, you know, I have, and part of this is, you know, there are some disruptions to the supply line caused by... COVID. And this extends on to just about every level. Also with Shining Fates in particular, that is going to be a scarce set just based on there is a deliberately scarce set. That is a deliberate decision by the makers of the Pokemon trading card game to do less.
What was the name of the previous one? Hidden Fates? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Hidden Fates was the last shiny set. Well, and so here's the interesting thing. Yes, they're making it deliberately scarce, but it feels like there are more different kinds of sets for this than there have been for some sets we've gotten in the past. I'm talking about like collector boxes, pin boxes, tins, the works. I think Hidden Fates had a similar rollout, but to me, like, this seems, I mean, it seems like a lot, but they're going to be hard to get. Like, it is one of those things where I wonder, because they did it with Was Darkness Ablaze? Is that the recent one?
Yeah, that's the last.
That they did a reissue for. And so I can't imagine they're going to do it here.
They will. They'll do some level, like, you know, because this is their you know, like, first of what's probably two special sets coming out this year, which will only be released in these, like, you know, trainer boxes, tins, and collections. Let's see here. Taking a look here, they've got the Elite Trainer Box. They have some tins, three different types of tins, with Eldegoss, Cramorant, and Bolton. They have these. They have some collections, which, you know, it's got Pikachu, you know, a few different, like, premium collections and just normal collections. They have some mini tins, and then they have some Mad Party pin collections, which I think that is, you know, they've done the pins sets before, but I can't recall if they've done one for, like, these special sets. That might be the new one.
Because they just did a pin set for this set just before Vivid Voltage.
Now they did. Well, Champion's Path had
Champion's Path
did have pin sets too. That was pretty. Because, you know,
that was another one that. Yeah, that had all the Galar Gym badges.
So those were all pins. It definitely is interesting. Like, interesting times in the Pokemon trading card game. You know, and it's like, you know, my son has, like, finally gotten into like the Pokemon cards, like, in earnest. We actually did an Elite Trainer Box opening that I've, like, had here, like, in my office for, like, 2 months. You know, so we did that, and he was really interested, and he wanted to know when he could get more cards. So, you know, we've been doing that here recently, and it's like, you know, with all, like, the major shortages, I've just been kind of laughing. It's like, oh, this is a heck of a time for you to get into this kid.
But I mean, look, the set's gonna have some pretty nutso cards. It'll come down to see, you know, obviously the shiny G-Max Charizard is the one that everyone wants. But it'll be interesting to see V-Max. We'll see, like, what other cards kind of rise, right? So, like, for Vivid Voltage, it was the Rainbow Chonko Pikachu, among some others. But we have got to take a quick break. We'll hit some more news, and then we'll go into some anime stuff that I know everyone in the chat is dying to talk about. I've been seeing it all in the chat, all show. So we'll get to it, I promise. But first, we gotta pay some bills.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right.
We're back. I do have an update. I did just look at the second, like, aftermarket retail for just the pre-orders for the Elite Trainer Box set for the Shining Fates, and it's about $200.
They so, are. Yeah.
Just in case. That's for a quote-unquote guaranteed pre-order. So
good Lord.
Just keep that in your mind.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and hit up couple of my, like, local game stores for
I already put in a, like, a safe spot for one of those boxes from my local card store in Madison, but that's so much money.
I'm hoping my local comic shop gets them. Like, the problem was, like, even, like I said, with Champion's Path, it he got like it got allocated so much that who knows. But anyway, yeah. Enough trading card game talk because we need to talk about Pokemon and Levi's.
Yes.
Because
it's bright. It's so bright.
Normally you think, oh, Pokemon and Levi's, okay, fine. They'll do some clothes or whatever. I don't know if you've seen this stuff, but Christian, you want to go into
it is chef's kiss, like the most gloriously ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And you know, Levi's has a tradition of making some ridiculous collaborations with Nintendo. Like if you've ever seen their Mario collection, which I believe is on our title card, it's mm-hmm. they are gloriously awful. And like I say that in the best possible way. Like, you know, it is just crazy. This new one that they have is like this like floral print with like Pokemon like hidden in it. Not only are they going to have like this available as pants, they are going to have a jean with a giant Pikachu like on the leg, and then they are coming out with a denim jacket version of this. A fun fact about me, and it's kind of funny because I'm wearing a Yingling sweater today. Probably my favorite piece of clothing that I own is I own a Yingling jean jacket, which has a bunch of puppies drinking beer on the back. Like it is absolutely glorious and like, you know, ridiculous. And it's like my signature clothing item. Like everyone knows about this jean jacket. And it's like, this might get replaced because this Levi jean jacket is like the next level of ridiculous.
So I sent the picture of the jeans to Richard. So Richard's going to let us know. Oh, we're good to go. So Richard, pull up the jeans. Let's see what these look like.
Oh
look
my God.
That beautiful
that
set
is so
of
much.
Pants.
You know what?
Snorlax is so present. I'm just really loving how present Snorlax is.
Look at the variety of Pokemon that are there. You've got Gengar, Butterfree, Jigglypuff, Slowpoke.
I appreciate that Slowpoke is
slow. You know, yeah, Slowpoke's placement
in the crotch twice.
Yeah.
I wonder though if it's like that just happens to be this picture. Thank you, Richard. You can pull that one down. Or like if like every pair of jeans is just a little bit different based on where they cut in the fabric, because those are glorious.
Yeah. At first I thought this was a Hawaiian shirt, and you know, like I do love me some Pokemon Hawaiian
you
shirts.
Love Hawaiian mm-hmm. shirts.
But like when I saw it, it's like, no, this is a denim jacket. I was like, oh, what now? it's like let's rewind this. Like, yeah, if this is a Hawaiian shirt, I will absolutely buy this. Like, here's the thing, those pants are $150.
Yeah, this stuff is very expensive. Just note.
Levi's is like known as being like, oh, these are like the sort of, like I think I'm wearing Levi's now that I bought from Target like 7 years ago. Like, mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, the everyman's brand.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Look, they've got it. They have to dip their toe in the designer waters every now and then. And look, they are passing off the cost of that Pokemon license to you, the shopper.
I wouldn't call that designer. I would call it something else. It is amazing in the most ridiculous ways. Like, you know, and it's funny because like last week or the week before, there's this Australian company called mm-hmm. Black Milk.
Yeah,
that just did a reissue of their Pokemon line.
Yeah,
and they're the ones who do a lot of the leggings, right?
Yeah, no, not they. Not as much leggings. They have a couple leggings, but their big thing is they have the apron dresses. And they have a couple of unisex like football jerseys and basketball jerseys. Like if you wanted a Gengar basketball jersey, that they had that. I ended up taking a pass.
They also had an EV dress that I finally managed to get for myself with the reissue because it sold aftermarket for like $100.
I definitely tried to convince my wife to buy the Bulbasaur apron dress, but she was not biting on that, sadly. But you know, and it's like, you know, you see those like, oh wow, this is like so classy and chic, and then you see like what Levi's is offering, and it's like, and it's like, oh my, it was. Very
that's intense. A smile for someone. Most of the people on my timeline, once that this kind of the pictures were shown to people, it was most people saying that they were going to pay for it. So
yeah. Well, I mean,
it's not my aesthetic by any means. Maybe the Pikachu jacket, I could maybe swing it, but
the Pikachu pants, like my old the Pikachu pants are very 90s to me.
Yeah,
like the patch on the thigh, like that's what it feels like. But yeah, look. I love when these fun collaborations happen. It goes to show that, yeah, look, this is still a gigantic franchise.
Mm-hmm. And, oh yeah.
And you know, and will attract and other companies that you wouldn't think want to partner with Pokemon are partnering with Pokemon. So anyway, enough on that. Let's get to the big news of the week.
Talking about the Thor Love and Thunder Pokeball t-shirt, right, Jim?
What? Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So we can't show the picture here, but if you go to comicbook.com, you'll see it embedded in a tweet somewhere. But filming for Thor Love and Thunder has started. Now, what does this have to do with Pikachu? With Pokemon? It looks like there is a picture of Chris Hemsworth as Thor, who's wearing this red vest and a white t-shirt. And it's very, you know, look, if you're a comic book fan, it's a very Thunderstrike kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
But the shirt, you know, looks like it may have a Pokeball on it. Now, whether or not it does, I think we're trying to wait and see if we get some better looks or not. Mm-hmm. But Megan has said the internet sleuths think that they have found said shirt that he may be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of just a wait and see. But if you want to go see what that is, you can find it on Twitter. Go to comicbook.com. It's one of the top stories on the site right now. But, you know, could be really interesting to see if that is it, or if it's just not like, I can't imagine it's something that Hemsworth is just wearing in between takes. Like it looks like he is in costume basically. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Anyway. Okay. Now let's get to the big news of the week that will divide the chat for sure, as it will divide us here. Hosts.
I don't know if it'll divide us. I think we all maybe agree on this.
Oh, see, okay, but I don't care. But Go seemingly has caught. Oh, spoiler warning.
No.
Spoiler warning.
Yeah.
Has caught a Suicune.
Yeah.
He caught it. It's actually like he caught it. Legitimately caught.
So that's two legendaries for Go now, right?
No, technically only one. The Eternatus was more of a, you know, in the sense that like Ash has like a half dozen Ultra Beasts to his name.
Yeah.
He doesn't really.
He put in a Pokeball and he locked it away in a vault for science. That's what he did with that. Suicune is actually a Pokemon that like Go can use in battle if he wants. Like he can bring it out as part of his party. I pity the poor person he's fighting, because in the Pokemon anime, you know, types don't apply. So that Suicune's probably so OP.
Let's rewind it back a little bit. Megan, can you set it up for us and what happened? And then we can talk about the implications, I guess.
Yeah. So basically, so this is the episode that just most recently aired in Japan. So it's not on Netflix yet. Basically, Go and Ash were kind of traveling through the forest. They got a hint about where Suicune might be. So they ran into Suicune. Ash and Go were obviously super pumped to run to a legendary. Go decided to be his usual self and tried to catch Suicune. And lo and behold, Suicune was like, you know what? I think I want to be caught by you. So Go immediately panicked. It was like, I don't think I need to have a Suicune. But Suicune refused to kind of like leave his presence. So Suicune agreed to be caught. It's different though. In the end of the episode, Suicune kind of disappears. We don't know where Suicune went. And Ash is like, oh, so did Suicune decide to actually leave and not be caught? And goes like, no, I have a feeling that whenever I call for Suicune, they'll appear. So basically Suicune is still able to go and do their legendary duties around the forest and protect, you know, nature. But whenever Go needs Suicune, it's basically just like a Shazam moment, just yells Suicune. And I guess Suicune appears. So
I do have to love Lunar Falcon's comment here. Suicune, the Captain Planet of Pokemon, going to take pollution down to zero. Big fan of that. I mean, look, I understand why people are upset.
Is it because, you know, Go is a, you know, so but let's you know, talk about the context here. Because, you know, like, you know, there's putting aside the issues that people have either rightfully or unrightfully have with Go. My problem is how they have treated legendary Pokemon trainers up to this point. You know, yes. It is not unheard of for a trainer to have a legendary Pokemon. Yes. We've seen it several times. They are always presented in the anime as being the elite of the elite. Even Ash, when he got a, you know, his first legendary Pokemon and his first mythical Pokemon, you know, and all during the, you know, the Sun and Moon series, you know, because he, you know, technically had a Solgaleo. He, you know, got an Ultra Beast. I cannot pronounce the Pokemon's name, but you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, Poipole and Poipole's of form, Naganadel. Melmetal, you know, that was the year that he won it all. You know, that was his year. You know, in order for him to become a legitimate Pokemon champion, not counting the, you know, Orange Islands, which is like an exhibition thing, you know, he needed to have an Ultra Beast and a mythical Pokemon on his team. You know, that is the bar. That is the bar. You know, every other time that we have seen a Pokemon, you know, a legendary Pokemon under control by a Pokemon trainer, they are presented as the best of the best. Then we have Go derping it along, feeding Suicune some berries, and that's apparently good enough. Like, let the berry feeding commence. Like, Ash better have a pocket of berries going on anytime that there's even a hint of legendary Pokemon, you know, running about, because that's apparently all you need to catch one.
And I will also add this to the conversation. The thing that was interesting about Suicune as in Go's situation as opposed to other legendary trainers in the Pokemon anime is that, I mean, Suicune, like, in a battle, Go would not have stood a chance. But Suicune, like, read into his heart, like, this weird kind of thing was like, oh, Go's a good guy. So, like, the thing that frustrates me with that, it's like, I had not seen that in Go. And that's where the whole controversy with Go comes up. Right. And that is your personal preference as an audience member for the show. But the thing that frustrates me is I was like, well, what do you think about Ash then? Like, Ash has been like the savior of the Pokemon world in times over. And like, you're just going to look at him and be like,
But that's the whole thing, right? Like we know Ash is capable of that. And that's, and we know Ash, Ash has gotten to the point where I feel like he doesn't need the rub anymore, right? Like, he doesn't need to be put over in that way. Using wrestling terms.
Okay, if we're going to use wrestling terms, the way in which Go caught Suicune or added to the team was overbooking at its finest. you know, because it wasn't Go catches a legendary Pokemon. It was no, Go rescue Suicune from trained Pokemon hunters twice. Also befriends him using berry feeding. Also, he has a special, like, he's sort of giveaway condition, but he can summon him like a freaking Yu-Gi-Oh card, or like, I don't even know, like a Megazord at any point in time. This is so freaking convoluted. It is like, you know, a Young Bucks match on AEW. You know, like, that level of convoluted, over the top, like, roll my eyes, ridiculous, like, you know, like, bury it, it's done.
It'll be curious to see how the future of Pokemon Journeys will keep up with this. I mean, barring any other repercussions from this catch and how it affects legendary trainers moving forward, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I can't imagine them just dropping Suicune, like Suicune to never appear again, because this was kind of a big moment for Go. I'm curious to see how Suicune will fit back in with Go moving forward in a team, in a match. Maybe, you know, Suicune and Mew have a thing. Like, that's what I'm curious. And also, I mean, now that Go has one, now, I mean, I feel like Go can literally catch anything. anything. By looking at it.
I think the difference is like you just said before, like, Suicune looked into Go's heart and said, oh, you need help, and said, I will help you.
He went, oh God, this guy is sad. Oh boy.
So it was almost like a pity catch, kind of, but
you know, and like I said, we'll see, because, you know, I have not watched it. I've only, you know, read the recaps and saw the Twitter sphere blow up Friday morning about it. You know, so we'll see if it's presented a little bit differently when it eventually comes here to the U.S. in like 6 months. I do get the feeling that this is being set up because, you know, it's pretty clear. So, you know, spoiler alert, you know, it has been very heavily hinted at that the next Pokemon anime, the evolution of Pokemon Journey, so to speak, will be Pokemon Legends. And that's going to be some sort of, you know, either new anime series or, you know, the continuation of Pokemon Journeys. If that is the continuation of Pokemon Journeys, it is very clear that they needed to give Go something to allow him to hang. You know, because, like, you know, Ash has Gengar, Ash has Dragonite, Ash has Lucario. Ash has, you know, a very solid team that can hang with legendary Pokemon, even as they are presented in the, you know, in the context of the anime series. And, you know, if Ash brings back some of his, like, you know, real powerhouses, like Ash has, you know, if Ash brings back Charizard, it's like, yeah, he's got Pokemon that can go toe-to-toe. You know, compare that to Go, who's got, you know, the only Pokemon he actually, you know, does anything with is, you know, he's got Flygon. You know, he's got, you know, a Scorbunny, which Scorbunny is fine. But, you know, it's not on the same level. And so it seems to me that this is very clearly setting up the ability for Go to battle other legendary Pokemon without it just kind of like rolling, you know, without people rolling their eyes. You know, because, you know, if it's like, oh, yeah, go, Darmatan. Like, you know, like, because look at what good Pokemon, you know, Go has caught to date. There's not very many of them. Like, he's a quantity guy. He's not a quality guy. And that's deliberately set up. That's not a knock on Go. That's just he's got a few good Pokemon, but the bulk of them are not to the scale of battle. So if that is what, you know, is being set up here, I can see why they're doing it. It's just.
All right. Well, with that, let's get to the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
Well, this isn't as much of a Poke Fact of the Week as it is a Poke Debunking of the Week. So one of the more popular Pokemon theories out there is that Ditto is a failed clone of Mew. The reasons that this is presented is because, you know, Mew and Ditto have similar color schemes. They have similar shiny color schemes. They both weigh the same. Of course, you know, in the original games, Ditto can only be found in the Pokemon Mansion on Cinnabar Island, which is where Mewtwo was created. So there's this very persistent and popular fan theory that says that Ditto is a failed clone of Mew leading up to Mewtwo. Unfortunately, that while it's a cool fan theory, there's no actual basis for it in the Pokemon canon. For one thing, in a 2012 interview, Junichi Masada, who is one of the, you know, heads of the Pokemon, heads of Game Freak, has been involved with every single Pokemon game dating back to, you know, the original games, expressed surprise when this you know, fan theory was presented to him. Like, he's like, that's literally the first I've ever heard of it, which, you know, that seems like a pretty divisive blow to it. There is also the fact that, you know, that the timeline doesn't really match up at all. You know, for one thing, while Mew obviously had been involved in the Pokemon games, you know, for a while, you know, Ditto was designed separately. You know, Ditto was a part of the game much earlier than Mew and Mewtwo. We know that from the betas that have leaked at various points in time. And also, you know, there's the fact that Mew itself was only inserted into the game 2 weeks before development was finalized. Like, Mew as a, you know, as mentioned in canon, had come in earlier, but Mew itself with the specific Pokemon stats. And, you know, the other thing is Mew can learn Transform because Mew can learn any Pokemon move. So that has also been pointed to. But, you know, the reason for the Transform and, you know, some of the other bits is literally because Mew was added in at the very last minute. So while this is a very cool pokey theory, it is not a pokey fact.
Well, there you go, folks. If anyone tells you that Ditto is a failed clone of Mew, you having listened to this, can now tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
And explain why. So yeah. Otherwise,
and if they fight back against you, just tell them to find Hoffer on Twitter.
Yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, you will know that I'm more than happy to yell at anybody. It is.
Oh.
So
I've seen you have incredibly pleasant interactions.
I have lots of pleasant conversations, but if someone wants to come at me, someone
wants to step, Christian steps back.
Yeah. I do not give two flying butts.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today here at A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. We hope you all have a good week. If you're thinking to yourself watching this show or listening to this show thinking, man, how can I help these guys? I love what they do, and I want to be able to help. You can do a number of things. You can follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/comicbook. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever podcasts can be found. If you subscribe on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you read it on the air, as soon as we get back to the office, we will send you guys comicbook.com t-shirt. And otherwise, hit us up on Twitter, retweet the stuff that, we are tweeting from at Pokemon Pod CB, the official Twitter account of the show. Otherwise you can, if you have questions or just want to like, hey, I heard this thing or I saw this thing, what do you think? Hit me up at Jim Biscardi.
I'm on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And I am at C Hoffer C Bus.
So thanks again for everyone who joined the show live this week. We'll hopefully see you all again next week. And hey, if you're listening to the show and you want to get involved, next week's a great time to start. We're on the road to 100. We're looking at putting together some big guests for that show.
I'm pointing at a number 100 that's just off camera, so you can't see it, but I'm pointing.
But it's there. It's there,
though. Fireworks going off.
Thanks again for chatting with us, and we will see you same time, same place next week. Catch you later.